From the Ozark Folk Encyclopedia, Under Sea, Booth Campbell. In addition to Rayburn's own writing, his encyclopedia contains many clippings of newspaper and magazine articles written by other important local writers. This piece is an obituary of a legendary folk singer, Booth Campbell of Cane Hill. It was written by Irene Carlisle, a noted collector and performer of folk songs. Booth Campbell died on May 24, 1956, at the age of 84. He was a charter member of the Arkansas Folklore Society. He sang at barbecues and community suppers and at the National Folk Festival in St. Louis on the nationwide telecast of a documentary movie. Folk without lore and lore without folk are equally barren. What Mr. Campbell brought to us was not so much folklore itself as the climate in which it thrives. His songs were not old as folk songs go. He had no ancient ballads, no archaic scales, no lost minor keys. He sang the songs remembered from his youth, and the roaring rebel songs of the Civil War. But often the banjo he strummed was a five-string banjo he had made himself of native woods, chosen and shaped and fitted for the joy of the making. Mr. Campbell believed in folklore. It was for him a way of life, not the searching out and preserving of a limited body of material, but the ceaseless interchange of tradition which keeps folklore a living, growing thing. He offered his songs and skills and legends with dignity as one man's contribution to the store of human experience. Isabel France, a columnist in the Arkansas Gazette, who lived in the Boston Mountains, wrote that Campbell starred in a movie in 1951 entitled Let's Go Visiting in the Ozarks, produced by the National Broadcasting Company. In 1954, he was featured in a CBS program, part of a series describing research projects in universities in the U.S. The program described the search for an elusive folk song by Mary Celestia Parler, who taught and collected folk songs during her long tenure in the English department at the University of Arkansas. Miss Parler first interviewed Campbell in a hospital room in Fayetteville, where he was being treated for a heart ailment. He didn't want to appear in the program wearing a hospital gown. But when the show was filmed, she repeated the interview, and since he was then living in DeWitt, the scenes were filmed in the hospital there, gown and all, and he sang Mary of the Wild Moor and Windy Bill. Robert Schick, writing in the Arkansas Democrat when Campbell was 75, called him a cultural asset to Arkansas, and said that he knew more than 100 folk songs. He did not read music, but he had a phenomenal memory for the tunes he had learned in childhood from his grandmother and his mother. Schick wrote that Campbell was a homespun philosopher as well as a singer. He compared him to England's Ben Jonson and Francis François Villon, as well as to David Crockett and Will Rogers. He lived almost all his life at Cane Hill, working as a farmer, house painter, and paper hanger. He was brought to the public notice by May Kennedy McCord, a homespun columnist for the Springfield, Missouri News Record. Mrs. McCord published some of his verses in the paper and recruited him for an Ozark Folk Festival in Springfield. Campbell wrote some of his own material, including a piece entitled Meditation, that contained these stanzas about the King of England, Edward VIII, and his romantic entanglements. I'll talk some English politics about Eddie and his gal, and about his dear old grandma, what came from Balmoral. I wouldn't be a crown prince, I couldn't stand the crown. I'd rather live out on the farm than in anybody's town. I'm awfully fond of women, as fond as I can be, but I'd rather be the king of spades than husband number three. In 1954, he attended the St. Louis Festival for the 20th time when he was 82 years old. The St. Louis Globe Democrat described him as very bald but heavily bearded, which is the way nearly all the pictures portray him, usually wearing a Confederate uniform and holding his homemade banjo. I'll let Booth Campbell take us out of this episode with his performance of State of Arkansas, as recorded in the Mary Parlor Folk Song Collection in the University of Arkansas Libraries. This song is included in the 2-CD anthology of Arkansas folk songs published by the libraries and the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies.
We're out of Booth Campbell's in Cane Hill, Arkansas. This is March the 30th, 1950. Now, Booth has sung quite a few songs for different people that came through recording, and some of them have gone into the Library of Congress. But we're going to try to get a few different ones tonight, and the first one is called The State of Arkansas. Go ahead, Booth.
My name is Sanford Bond, come from a noble town, travel the wide world over, travel the wide world round, had my ups and downs in life and better days I saw, never knew what misery was till I reached Arkansas. In St. Louis with $10 and no more. Read the morning paper until my eyes were sore. Looking for the advertisement until at last I saw. 1,000 men I wanted in the state of Arkansas. Started to the agent, they called him Billy Hughes. I saw that jolly bomber carrying around the news. I gave him $5, but it gave my heart a shock. When I started to the city, they called it Little Rock. I landed in Fort Smith one sultry afternoon. I walked across from the depot, stepped into a saloon. Up stepped a living skeleton with a long and lantern jaw. Invited me around to the best hotel in the state of Arkansas. I followed my conductor unto his dwelling place. There's poverty dispatching his melancholy face. His hair hung down in rat tail over his lantern jaw. He's a pretty fair type of all the gents I met in Arkansas. He started out next morning to catch the early train. He said, you better work for me, I have some land to drain. I'll pay you 50 cents a day, board washing and all. You'll find yourself a different man when you leave Arkansas. Worked 6 weeks for the son of a gun, Jeff Herring was his name. He's 6 feet long and his stocking feet looked like a crane. Bet it was corn dodger, his meat you couldn't chaw. That's kind of the hash they had in the state of Arkansas. Fed me on corn dodgers as hard as any rock, till all my teeth begin to loot, my knees begin to knock. I got so thin on sassafras tea, couldn't bend a straw. Indeed, I was a different man when I left Arkansas. Farewell to these swamp angels, they cane brake and chills. Farewell to sage and sassafras, to corn dodger pills. I'm going to the Indian nation, marry me a squaw. Take me back there if you can in the state of Arkansas.